Hi guys, welcome to Threads Podcast, Life Unfiltered. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is a space for unfiltered dialogue, mental health, faith, and uncomfortable conversations. And today we have, it's a personal format times two. We had personal format last week, and this time it's kind of personal format, but with the Megs. And I titled it, The Megs Rule the World. And I actually get to title it this week. Mike is gone in Colorado with his friend, or friends.
They're kind of his friends,
his students. And so he's excited about that. And I'm excited that I get to record with these ladies. I wanted to call Megan Margaret, but I was shot down to keep it. So I have to call her Megan T. But then that's kind of weird, too.
I could just look and see which Megan you're looking at.
I know. I'll just say Denef.
Also, she is the beautiful Megan.
Oh, that was so awkward.
Beautiful wife and troll.
Yeah.
I'm the pinky toe.
The pinky toe. I'm the big toe and you're the pinky toe.
I felt so bad because like I probably if I didn't call it out, it would have been fine. It would have just floated and no one would have got it. But I was like, that sounds terrible. So I'm sorry about that.
It was fine.
So before we continue on, Megan has been, Denef has been begging everyone to play office trivia. Now I am going to ask the question. So since I have a little bit of an advantage, I'm going to have to get six right. Maybe we do three. Is that too many?
You have to get three. Then we got what?
Then the game's over. Oh. You're the winner. Let's do three. And if it goes quick and we want to play more, we'll play till five. But okay. That means I have to get four because I get to read the question. I can't see the answer, but I get the advantage. So the what it works is you just call your name out.
Oh boy.
At least I know your voices.
Yeah, at least for that.
And then whoever wins it gets to pick the category. So there's character question, multiple choice, and show facts. So obviously the character question and the show facts, there are no multiple choice. You have to know the answer, which those are hard for me. There's not very many of each of those. There's a lot of multiple choice. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay, guest gets to go first. So you get to pick character, show facts, or multiple choice.
Show fact.
Which actress was a casting associate for the show when they created a character specifically for
Megan.
Her?
Megan! Phyllis!
Yes.
Yeah!
That scared the shit out of me.
Scared me too. That.
I've asked You're that jumpy. One before too.
I knew it anyway.
I know. Megan T.
Yes.
What would you like? Character, show fact, or multiple choice?
Show fact.
In which year was Dunder Mifflin found? Jason, 2002.
Megan, 2004.
Megan, 1999.
Ooh.
It has to be older than that.
Yeah, I'm going to go like 83 or something.
1949.
Oh, jeez. I thought it would be like, when did the show air?
So,
you know?
Oh, so did I. I threw that one off. I thought it was that too. So it's when the company actually started in the show,
yeah.
Which was 1949. Okay, that's a wash. Get to go again. Since
character development.
Who got lost in Dwight's corn maze?
Megan.
Oh, what's his name?
Kevin.
Yep.
I mean, that was just the obvious answer. That derpy idiot.
All right. Go again.
Multiple choice?
Okay.
I think we're playing until four.
You think so?
Yeah.
So I'm kicking your asses.
Dang it.
What did Pam call the day that occurred once a year when Michael had to sign the paychecks, approve the purchase orders, and initial the expense reports? A, free-for-all Friday. B, perfect storm. Or C, mayhem dayhem. I don't even
Megan,
know.
Megan, B.
Ooh. That is correct.
Yes. I mean, there's only three.
Three what?
Options.
Yeah.
33.33% chance.
All right. Character, show fact, or multiple choice?
Show fact.
How many times does Michael fake fire Pam? Like fake fire. We got that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought actual fire, so I had to like, I'm clarifying for myself.
Megan, three.
Mm. Nope.
Me, Megan. Zero.
Twice. I don't know why I looked at it because I didn't get a chance to guess like an idiot. All right, you get to pick again.
Same.
What cast member went to high school with Brian Baumgartner?
Megan. Nope. Oscar.
Nope.
Me, Megan.
I don't even know why I'm playing.
Ryan.
Because, nope. It was Ed Helms.
Oh, I just heard that.
Ryan is not the actor.
I would have given it to
BJ
you.
BJ Novak.
All right. Well, yeah. Go ahead. You're up again.
Are you still playing or no?
I don't think I am because, like, I want to give that. No, I'm not playing.
Okay. Then just do, like, just go down the line.
What do you mean?
Like, burp. You have them in three stacks, right?
Yeah.
Just go down the line.
Okay. What was the last one? Show facts? Okay.
I don't know.
Who referred to golf betting games as Skins, AC, Deucey, Bingo, Bango, Bongo, Sandy's, Barkies?
Megan. Kevin.
Correct.
What? Yeah, he was a big gambler.
I got nothing.
What did Dwight name? This is multiple choice. What did Dwight name his coffee shop after he built the building? Dwight's Espresso Express, Dwight's Java Jolt, Dwight's Caffeine Corner.
Megan. B.
Dwight's Java Jolt?
Sure.
Nope.
Ooh. Megan. A.
Nope.
Dang it!
Caffeine Corner.
Caffeine Corner.
Which camera setup was used to film the show?
Not multiple choice?
Mm-mm. This is a show fact.
Megan. Multi-camera.
Megan. One camera.
That is correct. I'm an idiot because when I read that, I thought documentary.
Well, multi-camera sitcoms were not a thing for a super long time.
Yeah.
So they talk about that all the time. Like Will and Grace was one of the first.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm an idiot.
But think about Cheers, right? Like Cheers is like you'll see it, but then it's another vantage point and it's another vantage
point.
That's true. It wasn't several cameras.
That's true.
Which is what The Office is.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Like they only have one at a time.
Right. Correct. How many you got?
Three.
Okay. Well, let's just play it. You guys are doing good. Let's just play to six. Or five.
Six?
Five.
Now we're playing to nine.
We're playing all freaking night.
That's it. Whole show.
Character question. Who did Michael refer to as Booster Seat when he wanted her to stop talking?
Megan. Mindy. She has a real name. Frick.
That is incorrect.
What is her name?
Kelly.
You're already wrong, though. Okay.
Megan. Angela.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. That would make more sense.
She's the tiny.
She's tiny.
All right. Multiple choice.
Booster seat.
What did Jim claim he gets when he drinks? Pranky, handsy, or angry?
Megan. Pranky.
Yep.
More pranky.
You going to give her a point?
Yes.
I see what's happening here.
What is Jan's candle company name?
Megan. Jan's Cans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Serenity by Jan.
God dang it. You got it.
Are you serious? Shut up.
She wins.
I'm just making shit up over here.
We should have had Avery ask him because I felt weird like not being able to offer it to. Anyways, you are the office guru.
Thank you. But right. Jan's Cans was way better.
I mean,
all I could think about was Gwyneth Paltrow's like vagina candle. So how are things been going? We're going to jump into that. Some highs and lows. No one wrote anything in here and that's okay.
It wouldn't work for me.
Megan said it didn't work. So maybe I didn't give you permission to do it. But Megan Teary.
Yes.
How are you doing? Give me a high. Give me a low. Give me whatever you want.
I was going to say a high. So Avery is in competition dance. I'm not a dance mom. But it was in Wisconsin Dells, the Nationals. So I had to drive and the boys stayed home and I let Avery bring her best friend, whose name is also Avery.
So the Avery's, look at what we got going on. Avery's, Megan's.
So I had the Avery's and it was a 5-hour trip, which wasn't terrible. I tend to struggle with travel anxiety a little bit. So I was very curious how that would go because we were driving through Chicago.
Yeah.
It actually went relatively.
Wait a minute. It went well, but you had pain for 2 days afterwards because you're.
Oh, yeah. Apparently. So I mentally felt like nothing out of the ordinary. I was like, that was really good. The ride home took us an extra hour plus because it took us directly through Chicago and we hit it at about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and yeah, it was standstill. So, and of course, that's when the girls literally, we stopped and they were like, we both have to pee. Cool, cool, cool. You can't for an hour. So they thought they were going to die. But apparently I was driving very tense because I still hurt. My neck and my shoulders are not right.
Oh, I feel bad for you because like driving tense is sucks.
I didn't realize I was doing it. Well, and my body's just sore because also dance competitions, you just sit. You have to get there. Avery likes to plan. So we got there like an hour before, 2 hours before she danced because she wanted to see the other dancers, which is fun. I love watching dance. It's fun. And it's a nationals competition. So they're good. Mm-hmm. And, but you sit there and then awards happen later. So she danced at 2:30. Awards weren't until 5-ish, but then they were behind. And then awards took 2 hours. And so it was like 7:30 by the time we rolled out of there. And I was like, I hate everyone. And all these people just standing around. And I'm like, beep, beep, Brittany. Beep, beep.
Apparently, Megan's like high maintenance mom is Brittany.
Yes, the dance moms. Well, so for instance, we went out to dinner in this really cute place called the Grateful Shed. And it's a bunch of food trucks inside a building. It's super cute. There's a bunch of old cars everywhere. It's really neat. But apparently, that's the spot that everyone goes for dinner. I did not know this. It was very crowded, full of competition families. And so there was a selfie wall with the selfie lights. And you could take all these pictures. And all the Kathy's dance moms converged. And Avery's friend, Avery, turned. She's like, they all look the same. And they did. They were all tiny and blonde. She's like, why do they all have blonde hair and big lashes? And I was like, can you imagine if I just wedged myself in there? Hey, guys. Like, come here. So I'm just sitting in the corner. I was almost wearing identically almost this outfit. And I was like, I'm just going to stay over here away from that.
Deneff, did you ever dance for Kathy's? Because you grew up in Jenison.
I did.
Yeah.
And I was at the beginning of the competition stuff. So like it didn't get real crazy. We didn't travel a lot.
Okay.
But then once my sister, like, so my sister's 5 years younger.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is this better?
Yeah, you're good.
So like 5 years later, they started traveling a little bit more. Okay. And like, now it's crazy. So I actually know some of the moms. I know some blonde moms. Sure. That were there.
There are some that
they're and they
are perfectly nice. I'm
absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sure most of them are nice. Yeah. It just they have the presence of.
It's hard too because it's our first year and it's pandemic and one of the main. I think she's one of Kathy's daughters, but she's taking over. I assume she's stepping in as Molly. Mm-hmm.
That's one
so
of her
she
daughters.
Just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And so she was pregnant and there was this whole thing. So like we walked into it and there's been no like hardly communication and community. So we can't even go in. So we just drop off and go. And then it's me and my judgmental ass sitting there like, I'm not talking to them. But yes, so that went as well as it could have. And then when we finally, because the girls were going to pee their pants, and when we finally pulled over, we had to go to an Aldi because it's me pulling off the Chicago Skyway way into residential area, just trying to find somewhere to pee, and also having a small stroke because like I'm having to re GPS to find anything to go to the bathroom, and it's all houses, and so I found an Aldi, and we were walking toward the car, and this lady pulls over, she's like, "Excuse me," I was like, "Yes," and she was like, "I just want to tell you." You look so fly right now. The whole thing, everything is working.
Oh.
And I was like, yes.
And you've been
and
in
I strutted.
You've been in a car for like 3 hours. Oh my
God. Just made it through Chicago traffic, ready to murder the teenagers.
Probably
in my
got
car.
Some anxiety BO going on.
I was like, you cannot smell me right now.
Jesus sent her straight to you.
I know.
Oh,
I was like,
dude, I'm serious. That was awesome. When she told me that, I was like, that is amazing.
It was fantastic. And then the girls were standing there like, what are you doing? I was like, she said I looked fly, and they're like, oh my God. They did not agree, but it was awesome.
Awesome.
So yeah, that was my high.
What about you, Megan? Deneff?
My high.
Are you high right now?
No. Okay. So my high is over the past. Okay. So since summer started, I have found out also a low. It's rolled into one.
Hey, you know what?
Because I'm indecisive as hell.
Go for it. It doesn't matter.
I have found out I'm not the person to stay home with my children.
You're just finding that out now?
Yeah. Weird,
oh.
Right?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I knew that when they were born. I was like, I can't do this.
Well, like, I liked staying home with them, but like, as things have developed and I've learned more about myself,
yeah,
I should not be at home with my kids. So I have someone staying at home with them, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm working full time, and that's not nearly as exhausting when you're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Working 40 hours a week is way less exhausting than working 16 hours a week.
Yeah. I mean, Megan had one of those days today, so you guys can kind of commiserate together.
Yeah, well, it's the mental load of, yes, it was a rough day at home. the mental load of working and then not working and working and working. Because we were just saying that today, because I similarly backtracked and went from a 40 a week 9-to-5er in an office back to nursing bedside, which is 312s. Mm-hmm. And so in my head, I was going to have all this free time. And I was like, I feel like I have no free time. And every day is busy and I hate it.
Well, in the summer, for sure.
In the summer.
Because they're home. They're home every day.
Well, then I forgot too, because I had just got like, oh, this is, I was just like getting comfortable. I'm like, this is going to be really nice. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're done with school. They're going to be home with me all day. And today was one of those days. I was like, y'all, I'm going to go to the store.
I'm going to go grocery shopping for 8 hours.
I'm
going
to go to the store or Mexico. I haven't decided which is happening.
So back to you. So you find that you can't handle, or no, let me rephrase
it. I can handle being out of the house for longer. It is not burning down.
Right.
Everything is fine.
So maybe for a long time you needed that, but you couldn't get to that point because you had anxiety about leaving them home, right? Or worried about what would happen.
Worried about what would happen, but also, like, I also really liked being home. I liked that time while my kids were at school that I could be home.
No, I'm talking about in the summer.
Well, in
so
the
of
summer,
course you love it when they're at
school.
Well,
and it didn't seem feasible, like, income-wise for me to be gone.
Right.
So, but now that the work is crazy busy, so now there is opportunity for me to be at work for 40 hours. I didn't even ask. Like, work was so crazy. I'm like, hey, I'm going to work full-time this summer. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind
of
fine
with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I am working 40 hours a week.
Okay.
It is not, like, I'm tired at night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired. But when you pay a babysitter, she makes kids do chores.
Yeah.
So now they're vacuuming and emptying the dishwasher. And I don't know
if
they fight her. And honestly, I'm not sure if she is doing it or if they are, but somebody is doing it.
And you should.
And it's not me.
Yes, it is done when you get home.
And you probably don't care. Glorious.
I don't care who's doing it. It's not me.
Right.
And Hayden says that she is so much more fun than me. She's so much nicer. And I was like, well, she better be nicer. I'm paying her.
Yeah. It's expensive, but it is definitely worth it. I know when Sully was young, we did that too. It wasn't every day though, right? Because you were on the nurse's schedule, so you didn't work Monday through Friday. So, but it was pricey. I mean, and now with the way things are, labor's not cheap anymore.
But when you find a good babysitter, so nice.
Yeah.
One that you know the kids are going to be fine, or they're going to let you know if it's not, and you're not going to come home to more of a mess than when you left. Like,
right.
That's just,
right.
It's so great when you find a good one.
Well, and the first time we used her was when we went out with you guys.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time that we tried her, and she is going into special ed. She just finished up her first year at Hope. And so Hayden was just classified as EI. So she falls under the special ed category now.
Mm.
And so I'm like, hey, do you want to get this on your resume? Like,
yeah, I wonder,
we can put this out here.
I wonder if they can get some, like, not credits, but like, don't they have to do some?
Well, I don't know if it counts as anything, but she can definitely put it on a resume
for sure.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, she won't have any trouble getting a job.
No.
Well, it'll help with someday when she's in the classroom having kids and be like, oh, I did this one time. She'd try all sorts of stuff out at your house.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
You and that's helped your mental health a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
where does the low tie in?
Yeah, I was just gonna.
Oh,
good job, producer Megan.
Thank you.
I was just going with that.
Well, the high is like that. Okay, hang on. The high. Let me see where my brain was tracking. The high is that I'm out of the house, but it's also like I'm not home with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I feel.
It feels kind of low, but high in the same.
Yeah,
breath.
Like I don't have mom guilt about it. But like also I'm working all the time and like I'd rather be like hanging out by the pool and like hanging out with my girlfriends that are teachers and like
well
and those kinds of things.
This is
that
this
I used
summer.
To do.
Doesn't mean that it's forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can reassess next summer if you love them more.
Also, I could take days off.
Yeah. There's that.
Always an option.
Right. And you should. Trust me. It's nice. It's nice getting short days. I know you don't ever get that. But last week when it was super hot, my boss only had us work like 6.5, 7 hours. So nice.
I bet. Yeah. It's hot outside.
Yeah. It was incredible today. I was like, I mean, I was still sweaty a little bit when I got home, but I was like, oh, this is nice. It's not dripping down my butt crack down my legs.
That doesn't feel good.
It's just stopping and at my...
I'm sorry. Hang on. So your sweat drips all the way like down your back and like down your butt crack and then down your leg?
Not that bad. But I have like spandex exercise.
That's kind of what he just said though, right?
Well, kind of. It has happened that way. But my spandex usually absorbs all that. I actually don't wear underwear. I wear just the running spandex that are long. They're comfortable. You know why? Because I have thighs. And we all know thighs rub when it gets hot in my pants. And it was uncomfortable.
Our thighs don't touch. So we don't know what you're talking
about. We are
talking.
Oh, really? Babies.
Yeah. No. Oh, okay.
We have thigh gaps.
Oh.
I'd have to have surgical intervention to have a thigh gap.
You guys will need Jesus for that. but anyways, so that's awesome. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
So my high is kind of tying with mental health a little bit. I had a great interaction with, well, it wasn't a great interaction.
I would not say it was great.
So yesterday I was editing for somebody, a client, and I was on the struggle bus. Like, it was something that should have took me 20 minutes and I had 2 hours into it. And I think it was a little bit of me and a little bit of the client. So whatever, that doesn't matter. And Megan comes home from church. Yeah, she went to church.
Ooh, where'd it go?
That's right.
I didn't go.
You did not.
I applaud you for not, you asked if we wanted to go and then I didn't even respond.
I was ready to go completely alone. Would not have been my favorite thing. Avery said she wanted to go the night before. And then in the morning, she was a grump ass. And I finally pulled it out of her in the car. I'm like, what is your problem? I really want to go. And I felt bad. And I was like, I was prepared to go alone. She's like, oh, sucker. You're already in the car. So, yeah.
Anyways.
Prepared to go.
So she came home from church and she comes down. And she knows if I'm down here and I say, can I help
you? No. It's where I hit like the third or fourth step on the way down and I hear, can I help you? I have not even entered the room yet. 'Tis trouble a-brewing down here.
Yeah. So now I was nice. It was firm, but not like dickish.
Yes, which you'll get to in a minute, the growth bit of it.
Right. So, and I just was like, I'm struggling. I'm under a lot of stress. I don't know. I didn't say much. Just like, I can't talk right now. And she's like, okay. And left. And then she made me lunch and then like stuck it through the door. And I'm like, no.
Because same thing. I got down to the bottom of the stairs. What do you need? And so I just opened the door and like moved the plate inside.
Put it on a shovel. And like,
I would have shoved it under the door if it would have fit, but did not.
Well, I didn't take it because I wasn't hungry. And
so I got lunch. I know. It was a grilled cheese sandwich.
It all went really well. That doesn't sound like it went well, but it normally I'm like, I don't go, what the F, but I'm like, what do you need? You know what I mean? And instead I was just like, can I help you? You know what I mean? And she figured it out. So the high is I didn't lose my shit and I was able to compartmentalize it a little bit. And another high about that too is she didn't take it personally. Like, we had a great interaction where, I mean, not...
Where she stayed outside the door.
Well, yeah. No.
And stayed in the kitchen.
She stayed where she belonged. Yeah.
No. It was just like, you know...
The interaction was good because it was growth. Because typically how that goes down is you're a grumpy ass about it.
Yeah.
And yell, what do you want? Like, this before he even sees me. Now, and that would play out, because what always happens too is that when I make the kids lunch and we're all eating, then he will traipse himself out. There's nothing for me.
Why don't you make me lunch? I'm right here.
There's nothing to eat. And then he's sad. And so I was like, just going to be proactive. We're making grilled cheeses for everyone. So in times past, if I were coming down the stairs with food and then I got that reaction, what I do is then I take it personally. And then I'm angry and resentful. Yeah. I'd be like, I made you food. You don't even care about me. I support this show. The well, only not... reason you have the studio is because I said it was okay. Like, those things
well,
start happening.
Deep in there.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah. So all in all, it was a high for both of us, I think. You know, mm-hmm. some growth on like, well, he's stressed. You know, it's like, whatever. And you're like, I'm not taking it personally. I'm just going to eat a sandwich then.
That's like, sweet, grilled cheese for
me. I wasn't hungry. I think I was under so much stress in that moment that I was not even hungry.
Yeah, so. You were full of adrenaline and rage. Mm.
What about the low?
My low is that we were having a gratitude problem at our house, which ties in with summer, which ties in with, so I was
bougie
in.
Kids.
Yes. I was in my educator position for 6.5 years. So this is a season where we have older kids who would watch themselves, but I haven't been home like this. And I, in my old position, I could take whatever vacation I wanted. As long as the work got done, they did not care. So I could just arrange whatever, whenever. And now it's not whatever, whenever. There's holidays involved and there's all sorts of things. And so, you know, it just takes more planning. And then you run into the, okay, I'm going to do this thing for you guys. Like, let's go do this thing. And then, like, today they wanted crafts. I'm like, all right, let's go get some crafts. And we're there and they're arguing. And I'm mad at both of you right now. So they're just grumpy. And like, I just spent money for you guys to have crafts because you're so bored.
Right.
And you're arguing. And there's a gratitude problem in our house. And I also feel like summer is zipping by and I haven't done anything I wanted to do or thought I would do in my head.
Well, what is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just like, little stuff.
Yeah. I always say, if you want to do something, just do it. Like, if you want to go to the zoo, just do it. Like, she just doesn't think about it. And then after the fact, she's like, oh, we should have done this. I'm like, just do it.
Well, there's just doing and then there's...
I don't think that's fair to say.
Why?
Oh, because I feel like there's a mental load thing. There's the whole, like, there's a bunch of kids here. You got to balance it all out. There's people in moods. I don't think that's fair to say.
I was going to also say, how many trips have you taken just you and the kids and gone and done?
Oh, I don't want to spend time with them. I mean, I've talked about it on the show. I worry about it.
But that's where it's tough. That's where, even though they are older and I'm not worried about them running into traffic anymore. So that worry is gone. But it is that of going, you set it all up, you go, and then try not to care or pretend not to care when somebody's fussy about something. Because that's what we're running into. And it's me wanting to do things, but also, you know, they're just kind of used to it. Getting to do what they want when they want. And
what kind of butthole are you going to act like at the zoo?
Right.
Well, we had some enlightenment today too, because Megan had said something to them like, why don't you ever do this with dad?
No, like, I said, I can start doing what dad does. Do you want me just to what?
You talk like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my bad.
You can turn the mic so it's more, so you can angle to Meg
a
little bit.
Shifting.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Anyway, I said, you know, maybe I should take more of dad's stance of, if he doesn't feel like doing it, he's just not going to do it for you. And Sully out of the backseat's like, no, don't be like dad.
Which I kind of felt bad and felt good at the same time. It was like a high low.
But it's true because, you know, we haven't been home from Wisconsin very long. And when I got home, I did a bunch of stuff. And then...
No, I was going to say, yeah, that's the bummer part. Like, you did all this stuff for Avery, like, took her to Wisconsin and had fun, and then she's like 2 days later.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, it's busy, and, you know, the kids don't know my schedule, and that's fine, but I have tomorrow off, and then I work two, and one off, and work two, and so there's busy coming up, so today was kind of the day of getting stuff done, and they want to do things, and I'm like, that's fine. Let's go do that. That sounds awesome. And then they're arguing, and... We don't like this, and we can only spend $15 a piece, and it's negotiation.
Do you have the same problem?
Exact same problem. And my kids are 8 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
So the exact same problem
is
in my house.
The bougie thing?
I don't know that it's like necessarily bougie.
Just
like
being like, well, mom will just buy it.
But dad will buy it.
Or, I mean, just in general, they'll buy it. We just need to ask the right person, whatever it is. Yeah, see, yeah. Same thing.
Well, and it's the ask, which we always say, always ask. You can always ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ask for whatever you want, whatever you need. But when the answer is no, not right now. Ugh.
Oh Well, and then we pull out like the asked and answered. Like we've had this conversation, or if you make me answer this right now, it is the answer is going to be no.
Oh, ooh, interesting.
You're welcome.
I like that.
We use that one on sleepovers a lot.
Yeah.
If you make me answer right now, the answer is going to be no. I hate sleepovers.
I like that.
So like,
yeah,
it can just always be a no.
They're kind of a hassle.
We like a late over.
Ooh, a
like,
late
you
over.
You can hang out as long as you want, but like I'm probably going to bring you home by like 11.
I don't mind that.
I like a late over.
Avery doesn't like people over here because I don't let them take their phones in their room. She literally has said smart. That to me. She was like, no. My friends don't like to come over because you make them leave their phones on the counter when, like, they can't bring devices in the room.
That's smart.
I mean, I can't control what Avery does when she goes over her yeah. friend's house and their phones. I mean, but I can control it in my own house. So yeah,
I like that.
But yeah. So
yeah. So, but like a lot of we have a lot of the same things in our house, and it's hard because we have baseball and Bryson plays travel baseball. So, you know. Brian is the coach of that team. And so a lot of times those two are off doing things together. And so during that time, it's not that I'm making up time with Hayden, mm-hmm. but it's like a lot of, I have to make it fun for her, especially mm-hmm. if we're gone for the weekend or we are at tournaments. It's like dance competitions. You have to make it fun for the other kid.
Yeah.
So this weekend we were in Battle Creek and she was so good. She sat through 5 baseball games.
Oh my gosh.
In 2 days. And she was a trooper. Like there was.
I would need to be drunk for that.
There were drunk parents. Ugh. We were not them.
I mean, I'm just kidding. Tongue in cheek. I right. wouldn't do it. But
yeah. And so like a lot of times she watched the games. We fed her treats. Like she didn't even ask to go to the concession stand a bunch of times. But I would just randomly like drop money in her Roblox account.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the weekend, she had like $2,100 or 2,100 Roblox, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at her account finally and she was like, oh my gosh. And she never asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just kept dropping them in like $5 at a time. She didn't ask for anything. And I just gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I was like, see, you didn't ask for things and it just happens.
Positive reinforcement.
How do you, what is your like, how did that happen? That your kid was awesome for those games?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm waiting for this epiphany.
I don't know. I was blessed. I don't know. I don't know if she was really tired. I have no idea because there were other kids around. She just kind of hung out near me.
Yeah.
And like, I think part of it is that I was also medicated.
Oh.
Like I made sure to take my medicine
yeah.
when I was supposed to. I don't know if that's what it was.
Okay,
it's like
well,
that I was being super patient, but we are having a gratitude issue.
Yeah.
Like, we got home from being out of town, and Bryson asked for, like, a new $400 bat, and I was like...
Are you high?
Are you out your damn mind?
Start mowing some lawns, bro.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
Yeah, because when you're 11, bats are $300 to $400 for travel ball.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you play Little League, and you need a different bat.
No thanks.
That is so comparative. Well, it's funny, because when we were... the last day we were in our hotel because at Continental Breakfast, there were baseball tournaments happening. So we were rolling out on a Thursday and they were all rolling in for the weekend. And that everyone there is baseball, baseball, baseball. All we heard was baseball talk. But yeah, I mean, similar. Avery had to have, she had to physically take 3 pairs of shoes with her just for dance,
mm-hmm.
plus walking around shoes or bumming around shoes. So she had 5 pairs
Why
of shoes.
Why does she have 3 pairs of shoes? She's in one dance.
So she has her dance shoes for her dance. She has awards shoes that are different. Cannot wear the same set of shoes.
Are you kidding
me? I am not kidding. She also had to have a brand new tank top, leggings, black sports bra combo for national awards. Or you cannot be on the stage. All these things. And the tank top was $25. And I'm trying not to lose my mind because I'm like, are you guys like, come on. Come on. It's just.
I didn't know all that.
Some of it is such a money grab and.
Damn.
Go back to work.
It is what it is.
You shouldn't have taken that 6.5-hour day last
week.
Yeah. I better be working 12s like
but
you.
Yeah, but we had something similar. We were just doing souvenir shopping and yeah. she wanted a sweatshirt that was $30. And I said, no. She, well, will you split it with me? That's fine. But it's the negotiation. I'm like, honey, do you know how much I've already spent just to get here? Aside from all the dance.
I mean, I'm not expecting...
Which I'm not going to say to her.
No, right. And I'm not expecting them to know that. And right. we do it because we like to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to hang that over their heads. But what age do they actually say, oh.
32.
Oh, when they're doing it for their kids. Yeah. Because I have looked back at my parents and like now and said, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I danced my whole way through. And though we didn't do competitions until later, I was in private lessons or like semi-private lessons or whatever. And from...
Well, even if you don't do competition, still, if you take a couple of classes a week, I mean, it's at least for us, it's like $150, $200 a month.
And then costumes and like da-da-da, it all adds up. So,
I don't know.
But it was something that I loved.
Yeah, that's...
And it was something that kept me active. That's where it gets you. Mm-hmm. And then like people ask us like, why do you do all this baseball stuff?
Yeah.
It teaches you about life.
Yeah.
And it does. Like, it teaches you team building. It teaches you how to, like, work with other people, that there are disappointments and you got to come back from it. Like,
yeah,
there are so much to baseball.
Right.
And memory making and, like,
My only thought is I wouldn't do what you do. I enjoy my weekends and I'm not traveling. Unless the kid is, like, borderline, like, you know, Michael Jordan in the baseball realm.
I was waiting for you to come up with someone good at baseball. I'm like, he don't know.
I don't know anybody. If he's Miguel Cabrera at the bat, you know, then I'll put some time into it. But like, I like my weekends. I'm a homebody. I don't want to be driving all over God's green earth. It's not even the money. Well, a little bit of the money, but
you do know that Michael Jordan did play baseball for a while though.
Yeah. I mean, he's good at everything. He played, I don't know what team, White Sox for a while.
White Sox.
But yeah.
Idiot. You know, and we don't have any thought that Bryson is going to go on and play in the MLB, but it's something he really loves and he can't get enough of it.
And that's good too.
So
he's got the desire. I'm just saying it would have long nights of conversation of like, we're going to do this. You know what I mean? So, but hey, if it works for you, it's awesome. Okay. We've gone all over the place and I love it. But, have I touched on all the highs for both of you?
Yes, we were on my low. That's
okay.
It was all in the same vein.
Oh, that was your low. Yeah. See, I got distracted. So, and then do you have anything else you want to touch on for low? I know you kind of, you don't have to.
I mean,
no pressure.
I don't have a low that I feel we should talk about here.
Well, that part's not awesome. So briefly, my low, I don't want to get into big discussions about this because we've talked about it enough. It's just the way the country's going.
Oh, that's my low too. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about...
I knew
about
what I said if you didn't ask, going to be on board.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the particulars, but I'm just disappointed in the way things have gone and the way things that could go. And I'm just like, what are we doing? What is going on?
It's The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I just started watching that.
No.
She stopped watching.
I had to stop because it felt too realistic. And that was...
Well, you were dealing with a ton of anxiety. Now you got it. I mean, you've worked on it.
I still don't know if I could get back into it.
Mine's kind of ramping up. I think I should stop.
It's pretty bad.
And when did we watch that? It had to have been
4 years ago, probably.
Just with the at the time president, and I was like, "This is 100% could go this way."
And then the pandemic,
and then it got to be too. I was like, "I'll be a Martha because I probably can't have babies anymore." And I started,
I'm a Martha.
It was me. It was me having like a detoxing shower afterwards because I was trying to talk myself down from the ledge that there's no way this could happen. And then I don't know if I could watch it now either.
Yeah. So that's just my general low. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, we all know where we stand at this table, so we don't need to talk about it. But it's just... And then the CRC Church with, you know, we talked to... Mike and I talked about it on the last show. Oh, jeez.
I brought my clergy badge.
She's
Nice,
we need it.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
I carry it around with me because I need to go places.
We got to get a picture with you. That's incredible. I signed up for that. That same one, Universal Life Church. They keep sending me emails like, Reverend Jason, it's been 6 months. I'm like, I didn't buy it. You have to like pay $35.
No, it's free.
No, mine was like to get the whole...
That's only if you want something in the mail.
Oh, really?
You're fine. Yeah.
Well, how did you get that?
Well, I had to pay for that.
Oh, okay. So I'm technically a reverend?
Yeah, you're a reverend.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, so you can...
I'm a reverend.
You can be ordained. You can be ordained. At least in Michigan. Mm-hmm. The states are weird on different things.
That's interesting.
I know. Huh. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So 2018.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So the CRC church and that stuff has just been bothering me. I know. If I get on a rabbit trail, I need Michael bring me around too. Like, I need
help. I'm listening. Don't worry.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Should have brought some extra Ritalin for Jason.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, she's got some.
She's got all of her medicines.
Hold on.
So
it's prescribed to me. It's
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Quality one.
Yeah, right.
So that's just in general. I'm hoping things are going to turn around. I mean, we come out of this. I mean, the pandemic is still going on. I get it. COVID's still a thing. I mean, I know people that have been hospitalized in the last month. Mm-hmm. So the shit's still happening, but it doesn't seem as, I mean, Sully got it 2 weeks ago. You know, he had some symptoms and what?
Why you tell me? That's what brought me into your COVID.
2 weeks ago?
COVID cave.
Oh my gosh. You're vaccinated.
Listen, he's only had it three times. It's fine.
Yeah.
They've
all had it three times.
Nuh-uh. Sully's the only one who's had it three. The rest of us had it two. Thank you very much.
I've only had it once. So
my friend's kids just got it for the first time.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, yeah. There are people getting it for the first time. And I keep, you only had it once. I've had it two times already.
Yeah.
I mean, anyways. So, God, I'm off track again. Freaking A.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Anyways, I hate. Oh, yeah. So we just the pandemic's still going on. I was like, I hate that triggered me. And so we're like, oh, things are getting better. Oh, hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
And shit's just falling apart again. So. All right, let's move on. OK, so we're going to do airing of the grievances, AMA, and then just a mental health update and then we'll wrap. So do you any of you have a grievance towards me?
Oh.
You have something you didn't think about it?
I was meal prepping.
Oh, come on. You got this last night.
I didn't look at it last night.
I looked at it and I was like, man, I'm driving home.
It's true.
Nothing?
I mean, I think it was a little douchey that you guys didn't tell me you were canceling Whoop after you tricked me into signing up.
We did not trick you. We wanted you to do it. Right?
Signed a 6 months contract and these guys bailed.
How soon after the?
Like 4 months. I only had a couple months left.
Three left.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to sign up again.
Garbage bags.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
And then they were like, well, we're just going to wait to see how long it took you to figure it out. Because they knew I'd never open it.
Oh, that's a terrible answer.
I mean, it was tongue in cheek, but.
Rude.
I can't be in those competitive groups because
turns out I just don't care that much because I never checked.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, there's that, right?
Right. You want to be, well, you even said it caused you anxiety to be like having the data.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It. Or and you're just like, yeah, I'm done. But
well, and it's easy enough to not, you know,
and I think we convince you to do it because if you want to get better to do things, this is a good tool. We found a good tool. Like if it was a pair of shoes, I would be like, hey, you should, these shoes are dope. Like if you're having these issues, whatever. So
I thought you were going to say a parachute.
Parachute.
Parachute. Oh. Also necessary. Necessity? No.
Yeah.
But it's not a real grievance.
That is it's not a frustrated mind towards you, maybe a little bit, but I do get frustrated that I can never find an accountability group that works well. You know what I'm saying? We tried that water group. I've been in two different water groups, neither that I enjoyed.
I gave you all my money.
Well, that was fantastic.
No, I think she's talking about someone that's not in this room right now.
You told me I couldn't talk about Mike because he wasn't here to defend himself, but he's too competitive for me. Apparently a very specific kind of competition that's nice. That I don't know if that actually exists in real life.
No, because we've established.
Jason and I cannot be accountability partners for anything.
No.
Anything. Doesn't matter what it is.
Like what? Maybe it's me.
No. So it was like, we can't be accountability partners for healthy eating. We can't be accountability partners for exercise. Jason likes military style douchebaggery. Yelling. Telling you you're not good enough.
No, because that's what I tell myself. That's what motivates me. But you have to admit, I think you have been doing great with like working out. And I've just been like, nice job. Good job. Like I've totally flipped the script on that.
Yes. Because I'm not asking you to keep me accountable.
I was going
to
say, that's not an accountability partner at all.
Let's just face it. I'm pretty awesome right
now. My new boyfriend, Cody Rigsby, keeps me accountable.
Oh, he likes the penis.
He does. Super gay on the Peloton, but fabulous. Wow. We just did a workout to, what did he call it? Ho jams?
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. Each workout has a different theme, and it was like, it wasn't ho jams, but it was something.
I wish he did ones for the treadmill because I don't have the bike.
I don't think he has the treadmill. I have a tread.
Oh.
Because I'm not bougie. You guys talk about your kids being bougie.
I know.
Hey, that
don't
that
let me in with him.
That thing was only $1,400. It's the damn monthly that's freaking
bougie. How many
bougie.
After pay payments was it?
No, we actually paid cash for that one.
Did you?
Yeah. It was on sale. It was $1,800, but they were bringing the nicer bike out. And so we got it for $1,400.
I do like it, though.
She's got what?
It's fun.
80 rides in?
86.
Way okay. to go.
Yeah.
Get a free t-shirt soon. That's right.
Yeah.
No, I do like it. And Jason will hear me cackling up there because Cody Rigsby is funny. Anytime we start talking about Disney and we're going to play Disney Prince, Pass, or Smash.
It's funny. What the hell's going on?
Oh my gosh. You need to do one of his rides. It's
Pass
so funny.
Or Smash. Okay, moving on. Do you have any AMA for me? Ask me anything.
Oh, gosh. Ooh. I know you have some for us.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know the caliber that we're dealing with
some
here.
Some of them are. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go. I have a grievance with you.
Ooh.
Because I was bummed out when you gave me shit about the 11-minute mile thing. Like, oh. I literally talked to Mike quite a bit about that after, like, on Telegram throughout the week. Like, to put it to people that haven't heard, a couple of shows ago, I had said, yeah, I ran 11-minute mile, and it was slow for me.
You did not say okay. for me.
So I didn't say.
Oh, I see.
So I didn't say for me during the show, but I implied that it was slow for me because if you listen to the show.
I see what's happening.
Oh, don't be smirking over there. I implied that it was for me because that's a slow pace for me.
She's finding something on Telegram what? Right now.
Oh, I'm just pulling it up. So I just have receipts. If we're going to talk about it.
No, I was just bummed about that because, like, you really gave me shit about it. And I was just like, you know, it's my show for one. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I guess I didn't need to clarify. I'm sorry I didn't clarify it was slow for me. If you listen to the show, you know that it's slow for me.
So I'm sorry that I made you feel bad.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, I believe you.
But, nope, I shouldn't say but.
Because then you're not sorry.
No, I believe that you are, but you're worried about other people, me offending other people.
Well, and the thing is, where I was coming from, it says the first thing I said, honest but loving feedback, because I feel like you guys are really trying to encourage other people, and I know that you have been very encouraging to me to get my running shoes back on. I ran a half marathon averaging about 13-minute miles.
Yeah.
If other people had pushed play on that show for the first time and heard you say you ran a really slow 11-minute mile,
right,
they would have no idea that that was slow for you.
Right. But you got to understand, our show is built on history. If you play just that episode, you're going to be like, I don't know who this guy is. He's a dick. He thinks 11 minutes is
so
slow.
So do you think every person that turns on your show goes all the way back and starts there?
Please don't. Please don't.
All I'm saying is other people do not need your judgment.
But it wasn't a judgment. It was me just clarifying that to me, it is slow.
Do you see where...
I can see where she's coming from.
Jason and I sometimes have not the exercise, but we discuss if I feel like something doesn't make sense in a show. That is a lot of the default is like, well... We talk about it all the time. I'm like, but if this is the first time I've listened, because some people, when I talk about your show, they'll ask, what's a good episode for me to listen to? And so now sometimes that involves extra thinking of, is there a lot of out of context things they don't understand because they don't know who this person is or who's Jesper? Nobody knows who Jesper is. Or you talked about him.
Fake dad.
Yeah.
But
I can't explain everything on the show.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you got it. There's some inside baseball that goes on. I'm sorry. And I actually took your feedback and said,
you did.
And I do try to be like, even just now, it's like, well, if you haven't heard the show, I said this before. Right. So I'm over it.
I mean, understand that. And I'm sorry that I made you feel bad.
It's all right. And I need to be more clear to and just to know that I wasn't shaming anyone. I mean.
Well, and part of and sorry, a big part of that was I know that you want to encourage other people, which is why you guys talk so much about your fitness journey on the show so much. And so to hear you say like, oh, like I ran a slow 11-minute mile because the. My sister runs 7-minute miles all my
God.
Like all the time. And she did like 8 minute or like 8:30 on a half marathon. I'm like, holy cow. Blows my mind.
I'd be seeing Jesus.
I'm whatever one step is above walking, that's my running pace.
Well, you got to remember, you bring that up, but Mike's never said anything to me about it. And I'm way faster than him. I mean, I
don't care how fast people run.
Yeah.
But when you said, like, I ran so slow, it was 11-minute miles. Like, and I was kind of in and out, and, like, I listen while I'm working. So if I happen to be answering the phone or something.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I was like, fuck Jason and his slow 11-minute mile. Like, they were just encouraging me to put my shoes back on and go running. And now, like, I have this judgment from someone in the back of my head who is encouraging me. But now I have him also saying slow 11-minute mile.
But you know me. I would never go, you're slow.
I understand that. But also, you said slow 11-minute mile.
All right.
That's where it was.
Well, and I would guess context coming from somebody who's potentially getting back into running. And running is not fun.
Yeah,
and
it is.
When you're not for everyone. And when you feel slower and you want... So if your average is 13-ish minutes, getting to an 11-minute, that's nearly impossible. If I'm running an 11-minute mile, there's a dinosaur coming.
Yeah, if you're jumping from 13s to 11, you have trained really hard.
So,
yeah.
And I think you and I have fallen into that where you unknowingly step on yourself because I'm feeling a certain way about something. Maybe I'm feeling bad about not exercising or running or whatever, because sometimes that would rub me the wrong way. Not recently, but in times past when Jason's on it, because, you know, he does the, you are working very hard and I'm very proud of you, but it's incredibly, here's a grievance. It's super obnoxious that he's like, I will not intermittent fast and 20 pounds fall off his body. And I was like, I've been vegetarian for 6 months, literally no movement on the scale whatsoever, nothing, zero, did not move. But yeah, if I'm in a harder place with exercise or whatever it is, and you see your partner, and we did experience that when he was intermittently fasting, and he would tell me how much weight he's lost. I'm like, that's great for you. I hate you so much. Like, trying to be supportive, but I'm guessing
that's just genetics, and yours is medical issues. So, all right, I still love you. So,
I love you too.
Okay.
Oh,
so I have some AMAs. Megan.
What if I have a Megan grievance?
Oh, yeah, go.
Yeah.
Okay, for you. What did your family say about mine behind closed doors, if anything?
I don't remember anything.
You don't? Okay.
No. Really, no.
Okay. Well, we didn't really, our families never, I mean, we were still only two doors down, but we never really hung out with you, but I don't know.
Do they say anything now?
Nothing. I don't want to talk about it now.
Yeah.
But
fair.
Nothing that I wouldn't tell you, nothing that we wouldn't say that my mom wouldn't say straight to your face.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
feel like it should be said in this setting.
That's sure. fair.
But nothing that.
No, your mom's a straight shooter.
Nothing that we wouldn't say to every single person.
Yeah.
In the
right,
family.
Right, right.
So,
okay.
Aw, that would have been some good tea.
Oh,
it's sad not really about that tea, one. But I don't feel like
no,
this
I mean,
is
like,
the right place for it.
If there was like kid stuff where you're like, oh yeah, growing up, they were like, those Terrys.
I was to say, you can say it. We can tease it for Patreon. If you join Patreon, Megan will talk about it.
No, but I mean, like, I really liked hanging out with Nicole when we were little.
Yeah.
Like in the summer, like,
I'm sure
in
she
the
was
summer
a
days. God, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Probably two kids with like undiagnosed ADHD just running the streets.
Oh, no. She was probably medicated when you
can you imagine being a third wheel with you two, though? It would have been a nightmare.
The Portograph girls.
Oh.
Portograph.
There were two doors down or
two
one
doors
beat,
down from
one
me.
Beat,
yeah.
yeah. Keep going that way. Yeah. yeah.
And Nicole was Hellraisers? Just enough older than me. So we didn't even have a lot in common except for just like, I don't know if she has ADHD or anything.
Oh,
but,
yeah, she does.
Oh, so like we were just kind of like
bouncing around.
Well, that's the beauty of kids in neighborhoods, right? You have nothing else to do. Yeah. So you hang out together.
Yeah.
But then you might go to school and never talk to each
but
other.
But we didn't go to the same school.
Yeah.
Oh, because so she was that much older than you?
Well, no, because I went to the public school.
And we went to Christian school.
Went to, yeah. I forgot about
yeah.
that. That good Christian.
You have any story about the DeBodies?
No.
No? They no. were nice, too.
I got nothing.
Huh.
All I right. feel like, I though, mean, you guys... So, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys did not, but like... The other kids around us did all watch us through their windows. I think we've talked about this before on yeah. Sundays. Because we were Lutheran.
Right.
Mm. So we would come home from the one time a week church.
Right.
And my dad would go out and mow the lawn and we would be outside playing. And the people that lived right next door to us on either side went to the same church
mm-hmm.
as you guys did. And so they would have to stay inside. All the lights were off because you had to, like, I don't know, save energy for Jesus or something.
I don't know. Save energy for Jesus.
Crackpots going. I don't know. But we would have kids watching out the window and watching me and my
pining.
Sister playing.
Yeah. Pining.
And like, I never understood it. And understanding different faiths, and that's all fine. But sure. Like, now that's a weird situation.
Well, it's different now. No one does that anymore.
Well, like, no.
The Christian faith has changed. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't do
well,
any.
Well, and that's a this side of the state thing because, I mean, we're Presbyterian, but they were
well,
all
well. It's exactly. a Christian reform thing.
Well, and the other
oh, is it?
Yeah,
is it a Christian reform thing?
Okay, well, it's a Jewish thing. It's from being the you know when they did the what from sun up to sundown.
Shabbat? Nope. That's
whatever.
Nope.
It is.
That's not Shabbat.
Nope.
Doesn't
smart
matter.
Enough. But yeah. But I'm saying like on the east side. I mean, Sunday was Sunday. You went to church, but then it was just
a
you
regular
got
day.
Your stuff done. Yeah. So coming over here and seeing some of those things or hearing that people like, oh, I can't. Do anything at Sunday.
Yeah.
Why?
Did you know that the McDonald's in Jenison, the one on Chicago Drive, was one like the only McDonald's that was closed on Sunday in the entire country?
Really?
For a long time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Re.
Y'all a cult.
Not
well.
I was
gonna
Lutheran.
Say how dare you
lump me in.
But what I was gonna say is having now a teenage daughter who, you know, making friends is hard. So I just want to know about Avery's friends' parents and thinking like, oh, maybe I'll be friends with them. She does not know anything about anything other than her friend. So we have Avery has a boyfriend, Vomit. But his mom had a baby and she was going to deliver at home and she was overdue. And I kept asking her, like, hey, has she had her baby yet? Has she had her baby yet? She's like, I don't know. And then finally, like, oh, she's like, oh, she had her. I'm like, everything's good. Like, what's her name? She's like, I don't know. How do you not know anything? She has nothing. And then I'm thinking back, but I didn't know anything about my friends' families or parents or what they went through.
Yeah, like, she's too busy dating her boyfriend to worry about what her boyfriend's mom.
Well, she doesn't know anything about any of their families.
Yeah.
We ask questions. I'm like, hey, what does your friend's dad do? I don't know.
Anyways. All right. Let's move on. I don't have anything else.
Why don't you insert yourself into some of that?
I want to ask his mom. She had her baby and everything went okay.
You could have like brought them
her.
Dinner.
Could have.
We're not.
It was
that
too
nice.
New. They were just. We
like,
met her.
You
like,
could do what I did for you. Like,
yeah.
I drop off a Costco dinner. Like, open the door. That
not
way.
A nice person, Megan.
But you are.
I know.
Weird. And like Costco is like
you are weird because weird. We talked about like, and we're not getting a big discussion because we are like. Crushing the time here.
Who cares if it's a little bit longer?
Because I have to edit and we try to our goal is 45 to an hour. We're at 110. Anyways, damn it, now I lost my train of thought. You made me yell.
I said
you.
I'm weird and you're like, you are weird.
Oh, we talked about how she struggles of having adult friends, and I'm like, I don't know why, because you are super nice and fun
super
to be around.
Nice. I agree.
I have two.
Yeah.
We should probably be friends. We've talked about it.
I agree.
I have terrible follow through.
So does she. That's why you guys can't be friends.
Making friends as a grown up is a whole different show. And it would take 2 hours because
yeah.
making friends as a grown up is awkward and horrible.
That could be a whole episode is like just spitballing about it.
Why is it so
it.
Hard?
Yeah.
Because grown-ups are weird. And we have jobs. And we have jobs.
Yeah. And
kids.
Can't
just play in the neighborhood.
And spouses.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, so burned by just, many a butthole spouse.
Yes. Like, we can't just be friends. You and Brian have to try to be friends too. And you don't like sports ball. And
that's not necessarily true because we have a friend. One of her friends. I'm not friend with a husband. I mean, I can take him or leave him. Like, it's fine. If we all went and hung out, I would be fine with it. It's not like, oh, he's a dick. Not at all. But it's just we're not friends. So, and they're friends. Mm-hmm. So it's possible.
I think I need another redo AMA question. That one was kind of bullshit.
I don't have any more.
Oh, those were it?
That's it. Well, you all didn't give any to me.
The way your eyes were sparkling, I was trying to figure out where we were going. Because you and I jokingly talked about an AMA before the show started.
I will let you know, I've brought all the content here as far as the questions. So
I didn't know we had to bring anything. It's your show.
I wrote on it. Did you read the rundown?
No.
Well, then that's your problem.
Anything.
All right. But here's the question. You don't have to answer this if this might be embarrassing. Not you. You.
Okay.
But it's a roundtable discussion.
Well,
Jason and I were discussing. So how long have you and Brian been married?
14 years.
Okay. So we're 16.
September.
Or almost 17.
Yeah.
Just how often do bedroom activities happen at your house? Context aside, whatever's happening in your life aside, just on average.
Just general.
In general, over the past 16 years, I would say 2 to 3 times a week.
What the fuck?
Oh, snap. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
I would say typically more than around 2 times a week.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
So I will. So just as a clarification.
Not trying to make anybody feel bad.
No.
In your prime, primed at 20. Okay. I am 40.
That's how every man is.
I know that.
What was that noise?
Oh, I.
That was the good point from the Lord. Amen, sister.
Or him saying like, you old.
I know. That was pretty good timing. It was a notification that I forgot to turn off. Yeah, but you all are in your prime.
Just saying. And?
I'm just saying. And I'm heavily medicated.
So am I.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You're in your prime.
I was in my prime when Brian was in his prime.
No, you weren't. Your prime
I'm sorry. I was medicated when Brian was in his prime.
But my point is like, whatever. Why is this turning on me?
It's
supposed to be a round-table discussion, and now I don't pork enough.
Ew.
Nobody said that.
See how defensive you are.
I'm cutting this shit out.
Your cheeks are getting a little pink over there, buddy.
I mean, why is it supposed to be a round table discussion? I should have just shut up and not said
so
anything.
So I will say I was expecting less. Good for you guys.
Yeah, no
I
shit.
I was expecting less to then have the discussion of, I wonder why that is. Oh, you too?
Okay.
I do feel like ours is fewer than average. That's my
assumption. I would agree.
Right now, ours is fewer than average.
For
you
guys? Yeah,
you're working 40 hours a week.
40 hours a week, baseball season.
Yeah.
Kids are home. When I did not work and the kids were at school, so when I had time in the middle of the day.
Daytime sex? What are you?
Well, Brian 20? Worked. When Brian worked from home.
It's got to be dark or nothing, baby.
When Brian worked from home and he's like, hey, you got some time for me at noon? I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go. Because I'm tired at night.
To pretend like.
I'm tired at night too. That's part of the problem.
Right,
I mean.
He is a early to bed, early to rise kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm like, Brian, you ready? Like 5 o'clock, like a.m., let's go. I'm in. But
oh, that's funny.
Like 9 o'clock at night. No. Yeah. That's a hard time for me.
Basically, sounds like you just need more sex and I can't give it to you.
That was a hard line to draw.
I'm not drawing a line.
Sounds like you are.
What would be the line?
I can't give it to
get
you.
Get a boy toy?
Yep, that's it.
Why do you think I asked if there was anyone that you wanted to knock loose with?
Oh, I see.
I got a whole plan for this. No, I didn't need
Do you have to die first or are you going for like subcontractor? Rehiring someone out for me?
I'm gonna sub out the bedroom. No one is going to do that. You're mine.
Then you gotta step it up.
What do you mean? She's got toys.
Oh my god.
That's not the same.
I know.
How far are we getting into this conversation?
I think we should ripcord, right? We still have mental health to get to, and we're going to bring out
the
room
down.
Okay,
but I think sex has a lot to do with mental health.
Oh, you are correct.
Well, it does for her, not for me.
No, but you, when you're feeling more connected, we have more sex.
Yeah, but sex does not, like...
Oh, it doesn't boost the connectivity for you?
Not at all.
I don't think it ever has, though.
No. And I could go without it. It doesn't bother me.
Because of the meds?
No.
Or is that always?
I have zero drive. Zero.
Because of meds? Or because you're old?
It was probably more with meds. But, yeah. I mean, when we first got together, we had pretty regular.
Yeah.
Well, but we all did.
Yeah. But, I mean, even for the first 5 years, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, anyways.
What meds are you on? Do you mind me asking?
I don't even know what they are. They're just anti-anxiety. One is Cymbalta and the other one is tryptophan or tryptophol. Or
that's turkey.
Yeah.
I'm on turkey.
It starts with a T.
I'm on turkey.
I'm on Lexapro forever.
You were on Lexapro for quite a while.
Yeah. I was on Depakote too.
Yes.
Which was heavily medic. But anyways, going back to that, I don't know. I just don't want to drive. I want more. I mean, I'm working out. That's supposed to produce it. And I, like 3 years ago, got my testosterone tested and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Well, anyways, I think a schedule is a good thing.
A schedule.
I know. It's like scheduling time, but.
We could probably do it more now that I'm eating, that I'm doing intermittent fasting, because inevitably. We'd be like, hey, you want to have sex this weekend? Sure. And I'd eat like dog shit at like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, it was. Yeah. If I knew he got near ice cream, I'm like, I'm just going to bed.
Yeah.
Pointless.
So, but now I stop. Well, on the weekends, I don't intermittent fast. But now today I stop eating at 6. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I'm like, my stomach's fine. So anyways, let's move on to
a different time of day would work better.
I don't know if I can do that.
Maybe you should try a nooner.
Nope. Nightmare fuel.
We can do nooners coming this fall now that I'm doing gig work. When I do gig work.
Yeah, and you'll be home some days.
Yes.
Listen.
Where can we draw the blinds and make it dark?
We can just make a dark room.
Isn't this almost a dark room?
It's pretty dark down here.
You can just cover up the cameras.
Oh my gosh. That's why there's cameras in here.
I would never risk it in here.
Gig,
no way.
Look at gig work up in here.
Oh. I'll pay you.
All right. Moving on. Jesus.
Just trying to help.
Rhyme-y.
I appreciate it.
Mental health. who wants to go first? I can go first if you want.
Go for it.
So mental health for me, I'm starting EMDR again. And we've kind of done it, but we haven't done it with like the little like vibrating things or the follow the finger or the bright lights or anything. But we've been doing some sketch work on it. You know what I mean? Like talking about stuff. I am getting emotional, dude. Like, there was some stuff that popped up in my head random. And I'm just like, well, that was weird.
Like, during your session or after?
Yeah, she was writing. She's like, she's not a writer. Like, she can remember everything. But for this, she wanted to write and put up, like, a story. You know, create a story.
Yeah.
And I told her something, one thing that popped in my head. She's like, alrighty. And then wrote it down. Like, she was shocked about it too. I can't mention it now.
Like, the context was shocking, or that you actually, something came out.
That I came out, that it was just random. It wasn't something that, like, we were like, think about the house.
Mm-hmm.
How was the house laid out? What happened on this? You know, we talked about Sundays and we talked about blah, blah, blah. And then something was just like, so weird thing.
No, but here's, I'm raising my hand. Oh, ooh, ooh. But I'm wondering, so one thing for you specifically is that you don't have memories.
Correct.
So you're working with essentially a blank slate, but correct, stuff that you do have is visualizations of, or feelings, right? And that's what you've been working through, is like working on the feeling of it. Because I do a cousin of EMDR, which is just brain spotting. And so when he started talking about, like, we did this thing and I had to picture it, and I was like, I totally know what you're doing. But you can picture the house and you can picture this thing and you can feel the feeling, and that itself might unlock some stuff. So I'm sure she was like, oh my God, it's working. Like, and you were like, that's weird. And we're like, we call that a memory. Like,
it was weird. It was a messed up one too. Like, not anything that happened to me, but it was
a yucky one. How old were you? Like, how long ago was it?
Oh, 13.
Okay.
Like, long time ago.
I mean, because you've tried to, not think about that stuff, but you've tried to pull up stuff.
Yeah.
And nothing.
And what, I don't know how caught up you are on the show, but I've been thinking about reaching out to my sister and asking her.
Which one?
Nicole. Oh, God. I would never reach out to Megan. She needs.
Unfortunately, I don't think she'd tell you the truth, no matter what.
Oh, yeah. I can't trust her. I'd rather get a root canal. But my sister Nicole, I can trust, and she has a photographic memory. Now, it's going to be from her perspective and at a different time, where when she was dealing with a lot of the abuse, I was moving out of it because I was like 13 and I was working out and in sports, so my mom couldn't do it anymore. But I witnessed a lot on them, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking about that. But it's honestly, I almost cried for the second session in a row, and I fought it. She saw it too. I was,
it's okay to cry.
I know it is, but
it's weird crying in therapy, though.
It is weird.
It's
I struggle with it, and you know, last time I cried was when my dog died. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I think I've seen you cry,
and I was
two times
bubbly mess. I cried at your dad's stuff for sure. Not
I don't have working memory of any of that, but
My point is like we're getting to some shit. Like it's right behind my eyes, ready to roll. It's like, I'm ready.
I don't want to be a fly on the wall, but I'd want to be a fly on the wall to see how, because you and Heather have a very good connection.
Oh, yeah.
And even in our sessions where I'm usually annoyed when it's happening, but it's good to see, because I'm like, stop being on his side all the time. Be on my side. But, you know, he'll say stuff and she has just so much compassion, and she's just like, oh, and I can tell when sometimes we'll be talking about something and you can tell it's just like breaking her therapist heart. And I think if you had like a tear rolled on your face, I'm pretty sure she would like empathy cry with you.
I've seen her well up when we talked, and I'm like, Heather, don't do it. If you do it, I'm gonna roll. Don't do it. she's like, don't do it. She's saying to herself, don't do it, Heather. Stay professional. So we have a good connection.
Are you going once a week?
No, I'm doing every other week. Just finances for one. I mean, I'm paying cash.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. So, but anyways, that's what's going on. Next session is next week Wednesday. Yes, next week Wednesday. So that'll be the real deal. So I haven't decided if I'm going to talk to my sister or not. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Does it make you not excited in a good way, but seeing a little flash of something come up, right? Do you have hope like, oh, this might work for me?
No, I don't. It's not a hope thing. It's less anxiety, because I've been had a lot of anxiety going in, like literally performance anxiety. Talk about sex, right?
Yeah.
about not being able to perform for my therapist and basically give her what she wants.
Yeah.
And it's just like, so that has gone down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I think she's figured it out. She's like, we're going to slowly go in this EMDR. We're not going to be like, so it's been two sessions before we've even started. So I'm actually really glad she did it that way, because it's really brought my anxiety down. So what about you? Your EMDR. How's your mental health? I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's like, when did I start doing EMDR?
No.
Hang on. But don't you...
Talking to the mic, Danef.
My brain is racing about what happens if you talk to your sister about this. Mm-hmm. Like, do you like set the boundaries back up? Like,
yeah, I talked to
shunned, unshunned.
Like, that's exactly what I asked. I like the shunned, unshunned.
Because you're asking for help.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to say these are my terms. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with them? And if she says yes, then I'll say okay. If she says no, I'll be like, that's cool. You don't have to do it.
I also feel like, though, she might not be offended by that.
No, I don't think she will. I think she'll actually enjoy telling me stuff.
Yeah.
She has in the past, and I just kind of like, I'll just space out, like, before we, like, did the boundary thing. I'd be like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm, like, looking past her, because I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? I wasn't ready to hear it at the time, so. And a lot of it was about her, too. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. I keep putting it off.
You may not need to talk to her, because if you already had some...
But I feel like if I'm going to do it, I need to do it before next Wednesday.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to janky the process if I... Thanks to Amazon. I appreciate that. I don't want to janky the process, and maybe I won't if like 6 months down the road I talk to her and it kind of...
I don't think it's going to janky a process. You're just asking for more information. It's okay. Not... I mean... It's in your head somewhere, those things. And, you know, Heather's working to help you bring it out. It's also someone else's vantage point.
Correct.
And somebody else's way they're telling it, too. So
Heather said it was fine. Yeah. I asked if she thought it was a good idea. All right.
One last question.
Oh, my God.
What is your earliest memory?
I don't know. Probably 6 or 7, but I'm just guessing.
Yeah. But even that's really spotty.
Oh, God. It's very spotty.
Because even when we, because we have a set of friends who you guys were high school friends, and she would tell stories and like you'd be like, oh, yeah. And it would come back there, but you wouldn't readily share in those memories either. So.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that's what happens.
Well, you're in survival mode.
Yeah. You just shut everything down. So, like I said, I'm excited to get started. I'm not scared of it. Like a lot of people are scared of what they find. I'm like, nah, let's just get this shit done. I'm a get the shit done kind of guy. Like, pull it up, pull your bootstraps up. Let's just rip the Band-Aid. Let's get her done so that I can be better. I'm doing it so I can be a better person. That's all. Because the rest of it's just bullshit. So
you can do it.
I can do it. All right. What about you?
I'm good.
We kind of touched that in the beginning.
Yeah.
The meds seem to be working
meds
good.
Meds are good. I'm on a little therapy break.
Okay.
Which is good.
No couples therapy either.
No, we're just on a little break. Everything is just, things are just a little too chaotic at the moment.
Yeah.
We don't like to do couples therapy when we are in different locations. And with me being at work 40 hours a week, it is just not functional.
Right.
So
you have to be able to work on it, right? Like if you bring stuff up or come up with a, hey, let's work on this thing, you have to actually.
Yeah, and that'd be weird to do a couples therapy via Zoom, like when you're not in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
And we did it a lot.
Oh, okay.
And like we actually never met our therapist. We did all of our therapy on Zoom because that's how.
Yeah, but you were in the same room, though, at least.
But a lot of it, I was at work and Brian was at home. So we tried to make it work on days that it could work for us to be in the same place.
Yeah.
But now that I'm at work all the time, we're just taking a little break and and that's fine. Everything is good. My therapist actually was like, Megan, I think you're good for a little bit.
Ooh. Yeah.
She like kind of, she didn't give me the boot, but she was like, you can take a break.
Yeah.
You're good.
Well, she's comfortable. You know, they're going to tell you that, hopefully tell you the truth. Like, you know, I think if you want to take a break, I think we're good.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you and Mike that. I feel like I told at least you that a while ago.
Maybe.
I mean, it was I think that was before the beginning of the year that she was like, all right, girl, spread your wings. You know how to get a hold of me. I'm always here.
Yeah. I remember you saying that.
So
that's good. That'd be scary.
Well, not really, because I can always call her.
Well, see, here's my thought, because one of the reasons I kind of pushed myself to EMDR because I wasn't making any gains in the regular therapy, but I didn't want to lose her as a therapist. So I'm like, I'm just going to freaking keep going. And then I'm like, all right, I got to get this EMDR under control, because like I am spending, you know, a couple $100 a month and we're just talking about processing through like some stupid shit. You know what I mean? And I just want to lose her as a therapist. So
that's fair.
It's fair. I like her a lot. So what about you?
Ooh.
Oh, she have notes?
Well, kind of. So my birthday present to myself was to finally see an endocrinologist. So I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I saw an endocrinologist when I first got, so I got diagnosed when I was 20, and shortly thereafter went and saw an endocrinologist, and he was a dick. Did the whole thing. He's like, so why do you think you have this? And that's how we started. And I felt like an idiot. So I never went back. And so I think after that appointment, I don't even know what we talked about. I know I just left. So fast forward 20 years, I'm going to see an endocrinologist. So I went and saw one, and she was really cool and did all the things I hoped she would do. And we ran 11 billion tests just to see if it wasn't necessarily PCOS. Spoiler, I still have PCOS.
But
like she's like, it could be metabolic syndrome. It could be your thyroid's off. So we ran so many different things. And what was, she was very validating, which is an experience I haven't really had with my PCP. I mean, my PCP is fine, but it's always I told her, you know, I'm going to be 40 soon. And what vitamins should I take? And I still am this shape, and I've been this shape since high school, and what can I do about it? And so she sent me to like a Spectrum Health weight loss clinic. And where this gal was like, let's talk about this. She's like, it's lifestyle, but it's also genetics. And she's like, lifestyle, like exercise. I'm like, oh, let me tell you about my exercise regimen. And then we bonded over Peloton and Cody Rigsby, who she knew about but did not follow. But, you know, and I'm telling her, like, this is how I work out and this is how I eat and this is just what I am. So fast forward to, there's a medication called metformin. So people with PCOS are essentially, in layman's terms, a half diabetic.
Is this a health update or a mental health update?
Why don't you just wait, sir? It's getting there.
I am following you.
Exactly. Thank you.
Short story long.
So this is part of my mental health struggle, mm-hmm. is this asshole over here not listening to my story.
Shunned.
I kid. Shunned. Shunned.
We're going to start doing that. Shunned.
You are shunned. Anyway, so I've been on metformin. I felt like garbage. I did not like it. So she encouraged me to try it again. She's like, it could help with some weight loss, but less. And she wanted to do all these baby steps. So I was like, you know what? Fine. My anxiety also makes me wary of medication, which is really obnoxious. And so I was like, fine, whatever. I'm going to feel like garbage. Don't feel like garbage. And I was actually telling my therapist that I have been feeling less anxious. And I was like, maybe it's because my body's utilizing
the appropriate
insulin
levels
correctly. Well, I did a little search today. Hold on. Wait for it. So it's, well, yes, but they also find that metformin increases serotonin levels in the brain. And so it leads to reduced anxiety.
What the hell?
I was like, what? I was right.
All those years you could have.
Oh, and now, yeah, now I'm a little bit mad about it. But because I was, so yes, my body's like utilizing things correctly. So it's making me physically feel, I mean, I don't feel a ton different, but I feel better. But I was like, that.
That's incredible. I didn't even know that.
I know, because I've said it in two sessions now, and this last one I was like, I'm feeling better, but I don't know if it's because, like, oh, I did a thing for myself and now I feel great. And I was like, no, like, there's something happening. Feel better.
And you've lost some weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is good. And I physically feel not like vomiting every second like I did the first time. But yeah, so how about that?
That's good. Awesome.
Taking an antidepressant and I didn't even know it.
Yeah. But the side effects are good, though. Like, yes. It actually helps you process insulin better.
Yes. So, yes, that was the story to get to.
I know. Actually, I didn't know.
That. Well, I know. Because I just looked at it. I thought I was going to say, and then I was like, ooh, I should check and see if it's actually a thing.
Well, medication is weird. The reason I got on the Cymbalta was for pain. It's weird how medication, because it can have some nerve blocking things or whatever, but when they create it, well, like Viagra was created for something
high blood pressure.
Yeah. And they were like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like,
our little babies at the hospital around.
Yeah.
Viagra.
And it's just interesting how other meds are able to be used for different things.
Do they get side effects?
Not that side effect.
Such a low dose.
Yeah. It's a little tiny baby doses. But yeah, same thing. There was another thing we talked about. So excess hair growth is a problem with PCOS. And she said you can take this medication, it's for blood pressure, but side effect is reduced hair growth. And so she prescribes it spironolactone. She prescribes it all the time. She's like, I would love for you to do that. I'm like, right. So I also have like exercise induced like low blood pressure and I get really lightheaded. Yeah. She's like, maybe we wait on that one, because she put herself on it and then passed out like while working out. So she's like, I had to take myself off. So we're baby stepping that one. But yeah, so same thing. You would prescribe a blood pressure medication to help with excess hair growth.
Blood pressure meds are nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to have a discussion with you on that one.
My laser hair removal lady also recommended it.
Oh my God.
Spironolactone.
We talk about medications in our house.
He just, what the hell show were we just talking about?
Handmaids.
Handmaids killed me.
He's going to need to talk to you about the medication. No,
of Teary is my name.
Yeah. Well, we don't like meds in this house, but we are all on them. After a long fight. So anyways.
No fight.
Well, this is the longest fucking show I've done in probably.
What about the longest regular show?
No, she got the first F-bomb, so I need to drop one.
Did you say the F-word?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. We say
I thought it
now.
Would be me.
I try to say it if it's.
What did I say it about?
I don't know.
No idea.
It was probably
an hour
ago. I
think he's making it up.
No, I'll cut it when I'm editing and I'll send it to you. I know.
Are you going to cut it out?
No, I'm fine with the F word if it's just like you're passionate or whatever you said, instead of just like, you know what I mean? You know what the F, like when you're just like, I don't know.
F you.
It's like you're saying it so much, like, you know, fuck this piece of cheese because you're, you know, it broke. Or,
I will never say that.
But I'm saying, like, it broke and you were putting out, like, that's okay. That doesn't, that does not apply.
Sure. What you got against cheese today? What happened?
I mean, you could cut it and make it.
Did you cut the cheese?
Two. I have a funny story about that.
No. Okay, wrapping up.
This, no, you can make it a two-parter if you are so worried about the time.
I don't know.
Make it 2 45-minute shows.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
You play Office Trivia again.
Yeah. Anyways. Well, thank you guys for both sitting in.
That's a no.
It's been fun. No, we're not. We can play it after the show.
You can just cut that whole segment out and look at that 45-minute show.
What? The Office?
Office Trivia.
That wasn't that long. That was only like, I would bet that was about 11 minutes. Anyways. I thank you guys so much. If you guys love the show, we would love for you to share the show or like anything that's up there. That's free. You can sign up for our newsletter, exclusive content on there. I think it went out a couple days ago. I've inspected the hives. You're probably not even subscribed, are you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Son of a bitch. My own wife. You probably aren't either. Oh, come on. Anyways, it's free, but if you want to support us financially, go to patreon.com/threadspodcast.
I'm the biggest financial supporter of Threads Podcast, so yeah. I don't need a newsletter.
Okay, I'm just saying. Oh, God, get me out of here. Mike, help me. As always, keep the faith, do your work, and live life unfiltered.
Unfiltered!